During the war, U.S. and British forces took several thousand Iraqi soldiers as prisoners. Many surrendered without a fight. Others were captured during or after combat. The prisoners number fewer than 10% of the 86,000 Iraqi soldiers who were taken prisoner during the 1991 Persian Gulf War. Mark Burley of Agence France-Presse is one of the few reporters to have visited the main POW camp for Iraqis called Camp Freddy. Where is Camp Freddy?
Just over the Kuwaiti border, not very far inside Iraq. It's a little bit to the west of Umm Qasr, which is, of course, the first town that fell in the opening days of the war.
This can't be the only camp.
They do have other transit facilities around the country, but those prisoners all have to be taken down to Camp Freddy for final processing and to be kept there.
How many are there?
That varies, apparently, but at the moment we understand there are about 6,000.
And their living conditions?
When we were there, they were in the process of being moved from temporary tent structures over to more semi-permanent structures. They're supposed to be kept in the same sort of conditions as their captors, the U.S. troops there.
That would mean a barracks or something.
Sometimes less in some of the camps I've seen to the Americans. At least cot beds, you'd assume that. Yeah. But we were kept well away from them, and we couldn't see any of them. There were three that we saw waiting for a hospital check-in line, but we weren't allowed anywhere near them.
You've reported there have been daily riots at Camp Freddy.
Well, yeah, according to the MPs that we were talking to there, there have been riots. Now, they weren't really targeted against the Americans looking after them as such, as far as we understand that. That's what the Americans were telling us anyway. They were more within the different factions, the different Iraqi factions that are being kept there. For instance, there were maybe some generals or some officers that were trying to provoke the other prisoners to go on a hunger strike in some sort of protest, and the other prisoners were against that. This is what we were told anyway.
Are there religious differences among the prisoners?
Yeah, the MPs mentioned that as well. The Sunnis and the Shiites not getting on in some cases. Again, we're all taking this second hand from what the MPs are telling us.
The International Committee of the Red Cross is supposed to be inspecting the POW camps. Have they been to Camp Freddy?
Yes, they have. They've been there at least two times. When you turn up to the camp, you see all these relatives, presumably relatives of people who think that there may be prisoners, all these Iraqi civilians waiting out the front. And they were asking all the guards, is my son here, is my husband here, those sort of questions. And, of course, the guards couldn't say anything back, even if they knew they weren't allowed to say anything. And they kept referring them to the Red Cross, but the Red Cross initially had no officers in the area, so all these civilians looking for their loved ones had no choice but to wait out the front. And finally, the Red Cross has worked out some sort of arrangement with the guards at the camp where they take the details of the people looking for possible prisoners of war with the aim of eventually getting back to them. Some of the people showing us around the camp did mention that they just don't take at face value a civilian turning up and saying, I'm looking for my son or my brother. They want something more solid. They're not going to hand out information that openly.
Thank you very much.
Okay, no problem.
Reporter Mark Burley of Agence France-Presse.